You're listening to WHFR Dearborn, broadcasting from the campus of Henry Ford College. This is WHFR Dearborn, listener-supported, non-commercial radio. Sounds like somebody's fumbling with something. Yeah, okay. What's up, Ray?
Howdy.
Ah, can't hear you. I can hear you somewhere else, but I can't hear you.
Howdy.
No? Can you hear me?
Oh, yeah.
You're good? All right, well, I guess we'll just have to wing it. You know how to wing it, don't you?
You got it.
All right, why don't we get started, sir? All right, you're listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves. All right, live in the studio, Detroit Trouble. So I take it from the conversation we had a little bit earlier, you're taking the Ray Khan off the front now, or? Zero. All right. Let's see. I guess we're going to do sign language right now. Are you good with that? All right. Okay. So that was just simply the interlude to start everything off? All right, cool. Then we're on the same page. We're off to a good start. All right. So it sounds like you're going to be playing all original tracks today. That sounds awesome. Not that I don't like your covers. You do some excellent covers, but I'm really happy to see that you got some original material going here. And you're talking about a full-length release, hopefully in the near future then, huh? Cool. All right. So if my cheat sheet doesn't fail me, we're going to hear a track now called The Other Side. All right. Well, let's see. Why don't we do something else for a second here? I'm going to put on something in the meantime. We just got to figure something out here, and then we'll be back.
Thank you. was never to be. Now it seems only days since I last held you near, but my mind is much older and my memory unclear. Though I've seemed to have forgotten the reason we've parted, to this very day she still owns my heart.
I wonder if he's thinking of me all those years ago, how it all used to be. Our love, true it was, I could never forget. But each day since our parting, I've spent with my last breath.
All right, that's Too Slim and the Tail Draggers from a release called High Desert Heat. And that was a track, I believe, called Runaway. Before that, we heard something. Put the CD away. I shouldn't have done that. Rachel Brooke from a release called A Killer's Dream. And what we heard was Old Faded Memory. All right. I think we got everything in place now. I think we should be okay. Can you hear me, gentlemen?
Yeah.
All right. We are good then.
Absolutely.
We have liftoff, sir. So, like we were talking about before, we're going to get back to it, and we're going to hear something called The Other Side.
You got it.
All right. Let's do it.
From the desert, your love don't grow, but the snake skin sheds your heart away. The fire burns, it knows the way, and your heart turns to clay. Always something with that familiar smell, yeah. Threw me in to that spiraling well. It was like a road, it all took its toll, baby. But I never knew that the Grego could save my soul. How? How? Hell, tell you about this woman I know. She come from the desert where your love don't grow. Snakes keep shed, said your heart away. Fire burns and knows her way, and your heart turns to clay.
You're listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves. In the house, we have Detroit Trouble, and the artists formerly known as Ray Khan and Detroit Trouble, huh?
Yep.
What's the matter, Ray? You got in trouble with the law? You can't put your name on the band anymore?
I gotta hide somehow.
I knew it. Or maybe the band finally cornered you in the parking lot and said, look, we can't use your name anymore. It's killing our reputation, right? Okay. All right. So, the other side, that's going to be something that's going to be up on your upcoming release?
Correct.
Okay. All right. And we got lots of more tunes we're going to play. And let's see. Why don't we, I don't know if we can do this or not. Let's give it a shot. We'll see what happens. Or do you want to get that word out of the way? Why don't we do that?
Oh, we could do that.
We need to break the ice here. We need to relax. All right. Why don't you take it away for a second? We're going to celebrate the life of somebody for a moment here. Somebody that left us way too soon, and that was just a few days ago. Why don't you tell us a little bit about that, Ray?
Well, Mr. Neil Ivory used to be the bass player in this group, as a previous member. You know, we'd love and honor his life. It's just such a sad, unfortunate occasion. At least the man was able to go doing what he loved. He literally put his bass down, walked off stage, and he collapsed.
Wow.
Very, very sad. It's very, you know, heart-wrenching just to talk about it. Because he was such a great guy, and you know, it is what it is. But you know, we have to move on and learn everything that he taught us. You know.
Oh yeah, that's for sure. Yeah, we're gonna miss him. We were talking about that earlier this week. How he always got a kick out of the fact that I'd give you know what when you come here and play live.
Oh yeah. He always like to poke fun at us.
Yeah. Well, you know. He just appreciated the fact that I'd always put you in your place. Yeah, you're not as good as you think you are, you know?
Yeah.
He always got fun with that, yeah. And then we shared a fond memory. It's just like, okay, I've got these players in the house, and most of them are younger. You haven't even seen 25 yet, have you?
I am 25. I'm going to be 26 in a couple months. Yeah.
You're still, you know, a youngin', but he was the senior member of the group.
Yeah.
And who did I have to worry about swearing over the air?
Him.
I figured he'd been around the block a few times, you know, he knew the program, and it's like, no, he was the one I had to worry about.
That's right.
So I always said, you know, when he would come and play with you, him and DeMarcus, we always had to have my finger near the delay button.
That's right.
So
we're going to pay some tribute to that there right now, aren't we?
Yes, what we're going to do right now, and you told me what his favorite word was when he got upset or pissed or whatever you want to call it.
Oh, yeah.
And I think it's a word everybody knows. But, of course, we can't play it over the air because the FCC, in their infinite wisdom, somehow decided that commercial radio is the only medium left that can't do profanity. You can get it anywhere else. You can get it in video games. You can get it on cable, satellite radio, anywhere. Mm-hmm. Heck, even Disney. I mean, maybe not that word, but...
You're right.
But you can swear now. But on commercial radio?
You can't.
The last one standing.
You're out of luck.
Yep. So this is for you, Neil. We're going to say that word, but I'm just going to have to push the delay button, and you're going to hear some silence for a couple seconds. And that silence is for you, my friend. We're going to miss you very terribly.
On the count of three?
Yeah. All right. I think we're in safe haven again, gentlemen.
All right.
That felt good, didn't it?
Absolutely.
All right.
Can't say you never done that on the radio, right?
Nope.
We just did.
And I know right now he's up above, he's smiling.
Oh, yeah.
And he's listening to the good music.
Absolutely.
All right, so we got one called Play Ghoul.
Oh, yeah. That's about a special chick.
A special chick.
That's right.
So it's one of those love songs, isn't it?
It's a love-hate thing.
I kind of figured.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Y'all ready? Mm-hmm.
It's just like cruising in the fine Escalator. She blows my mind, creeping all up and down my spine. When the winter's down low, me and them blues, all the blues, yeah. She's just like cruising in a fine Escalator. So scare me fine, I just got to make a mind. She's my play you. I just gotta hold it one more time, honey. So scare me bad, I just got to make a mind, yeah. Sunshine for days, just like in the rain, yes. But she just like cruising that fine Mexicali. With the windows down, with me and them blues, all them blues, man. So scare me fine, I just got to make a mind. This is my play you, yeah. Woo. I just gotta hold it one more time. So scare me fine, I'm just gonna lose my mind.
You're listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves, live in Studio J with Detroit Trouble. All right, we are on fire. Anyway, so tell us more about that girl you wrote this song about.
Well, that's kind of classified, but...
Can't say it over the airwaves, right?
Let's put it this way. If you're 420 and in the trouble cave with us, we'd tell you all the details you want to know. But if you buy a ticket to a Detroit Trouble show coming up next month, you might wind up stopping by the Trouble Cave to buy your ticket. You never know, with a personal meet and greet.
That sounds good to me. And we got a pair of tickets to give away, don't we?
Yes, we do, in fact, for the Token Lounge, January 26th. with Hazard Head headlining. Actually, some old high school buddies of mine.
Okay. Now, January 26th, off the top of my head, I'm not getting it. Saturday?
Yes, sir.
It's on a Saturday. Okay, so no excuses, folks. Anybody listening out there, third caller, 313-845-9676. That's 313-845-9676. You can check out the band you're listening to right now, opening up for another band called Hazard Head, and that's at the Token Lounge. That's in Westland. That's on Joy Road between Inkster and Middlebelt. It's a great place. It's actually the last one standing out of all the old school clubs from the early 70s. It's still going strong. So, all right. We'll wait for somebody to call. Meanwhile, we got some other ones. You know, I have a hard time reading your handwriting, you know?
You know, my chicken scratch ain't so scratchy, I guess, or itchy, whatever you want to call that.
I mean, you know, your handwriting's a little bit better than your playing, but still, you know.
I don't know about that.
Well, just have to keep working on it. Neil says, you know, you'll get it eventually one of these days.
How about we introduce the band? How's that sound?
Sounds like a plan to me, sir.
All right, man, to my right, I got Mr. Rodney Bice on the drums. All and right. Over here on the bass, we got Ben Linares.
Okay.
Who's the newest member of the crew.
Yeah.
Clan, however you want to call it.
You've been together for a few months now, right? I mean, the three of you is what I mean by that. So.
Hey, when do we hire you, man?
Late August,
I think. Yeah, August. I think it's when we hired you.
Okay.
So, yeah. And this is the current lineup that we're supporting and looking to tour soon and doing a whole lot of stuff with recording and writing. And
which you said you just started now, huh? You've got a track that you've already recorded?
Yep, and it will be released soon.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, start looking for a date on the social media.
Mm-hmm. Now, is that's eventually going to be available physically as a CD or whatever? Or?
Oh, yeah, everything. It'll be available on vinyl, CD, iTunes. You can buy it on Amazon, anywhere, Spotify.
You're going all out, huh? Cool.
Go big or go home, man. That's how Detroit should roll, right?
Yeah, if only. All right. So we're going to do another song or two, and then I guess we'll talk about tonight as well.
Yep.
Okay. All right. So if I'm reading your writing correctly, I'm thinking that's Funky Flophouse?
You got dang right.
I got to make sure I say it right, otherwise I get in trouble.
Already. We'll be right back.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I really like that one.
That one was just written when we were just messing around.
Oh, you got to mess around a little more often if you're going to come up with something like that. Yeah, that's one of those ones. That should be like the first one or the encore or something, but that gets your attention. That's the kind of thing you play when you go out and get everybody away from the bar and out of the bathroom and back to listening. Definitely.
Absolutely.
Cool. All right, we actually got a phone call. I don't know if this is somebody you know or just somebody that's a loyal listener. Somebody
that just might be.
Jess from Crimsonide? Does that sound familiar?
Oh, yeah. Jessica Zaharski.
Okay. He's wondering if you're doing a show for Neil. Well, why don't we talk about that right now?
Oh, well, yeah. We are tonight at Road Rangers in Taylor on Goddard and Telegraph. We're doing a celebration of life for Mr. Neil Ivory. We'll be doing some old stuff from the record when Dan Bellis was in the band, singing and guitar playing.
Mm-hmm.
And after that, we'll do some current Detroit trouble. And after that, there'll be a jam. There'll be a jam down there tonight because there's usually a jam there every Thursday night at Road Rangers and Taylor.
Okay.
Other than that, it's just, you know.
So everybody just come down and celebrate the life of Neil. And
yeah, it's so unfortunate, man.
And this is going to be some of the proceeds or all the proceeds, something like that, going to help the family.
Absolutely.
As far as cost. So if I remember correctly, there's going to be a 50-50 raffle. There's going to be stuff given away, that kind of thing. And
yep.
I guess there's food. People are bringing food.
Yep. It's kind of like a BYOB for the food, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
But there'll be plenty to go around.
All right, so that's on Goddard Road, and that's just east of Telegraph, correct?
Correct. No, like not even a block. It's just on just right next door to the gas station.
Okay, so just look for the gas station and listen for the jams you were just hearing just a moment ago. You can find it. Cool.
Yeah.
Sounds like a plan. I think I'm going to make it out there.
All righty.
All right, great. Well, I don't know if we got anybody that heard, but again, we're giving away a couple of tickets to see Detroit Trouble. That's not tonight, of course, but that's going to be at the Token Lounge on January 26th, which is a Saturday. And if you call us right now at 313-845-9676, you get a pair of tickets to go. Check out Detroit Trouble and Hazard Head. All right. So, Cadillac Baby.
All right. The old Roy Brown tune, yeah.
Now, baby, you know my woman, you sure know how to ride. Cadillac now, baby, you know my woman, let's ride. My Cadillac, baby, you know, baby, sure enough likes the best. Park it in the spot now, yeah. You know to turn on my radio. Park it in the spot now. You know to get down all night long. But Cadillac, baby, you know, baby, show no light to ride. We'll be right back. radio, yeah. Don't you get down on that law. So pack it in a spy load. You know she get down all night long. My Cadillac, baby.
WHFR.FM, the station making waves, live from Studio J with the band Detroit Trouble, jamming for your listening pleasure. All right. So, besides the show on the 26th, you have another one coming up, don't you? A couple weeks?
January 19th, we'll be at the Crowfoot in Pontiac. We'll be doing the 89X Music and Music Festival event.
Mm-hmm.
There's 10 plus bands. I think there's about 15 actually.
Okay, so that's going to start earlier in the day, I take it?
Correct. Doors at 3 p.m. Tickets are $15 pre-hand and then 20 at the door the day of the show. So you're going to want to contact us and get a hold of us on Facebook Messenger. You can get a hold of us personally or through the band page. We will answer either way.
Okay. Do you know approximately where your slot is? Ballpark?
No, it has not been determined yet. There's no slots filled. It's just they got the list of bands, but they haven't put the set list together as far as the acts are concerned.
Okay. So the best slots go to the highest bidder, I take it?
Apparently, man. Don't look a gift horse in the mouth, right?
And I know you don't have enough money. You're going to be at the end.
Heck no. Well, we're here scrounging for change, man.
That's right, man. You were the guy I saw at the bus stop with the little hat on the ground, right?
It must have been.
I said, God, that looks like Ray.
Got some feedback in here.
Yeah, well, we don't want that until we do the Star Spangled Banner, man.
Yeah, there you go.
All right, well, we might as well keep it going. We got Desert Love.
Absolutely. She's got it all wrapped up in closure, and I just don't know how to tame it. All with the little hell from her icy stare, we can light up the night. All with your desert kind of love. All with your desert kind of love. Well, I'm free, love, but I always felt entrapped. Oh, cause she just loved like a snake. Oh, she'll leave you with love and poison. No, but I'll never be free from a spell. Oh, with them desert kind of love. Oh, with your desert kind of love, babe. We'll be right back.
Broadcasting from the campus of Henry Ford College, this is WHFR Dearborn, listener-supported, non-commercial radio. And this is live from Studio J. Yeah, we're going over because we want to, because I can.
That's because trouble's in the house.
That's right. It's going to take a armed force to get you out of here, isn't it?
You got dang right, sonny.
Damn Skippy, right? Always love that thing, you know? Oh, so Desert Love, is that original there?
Yes, sir. Just wrote it not too long ago, actually.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Cool. So, if correct me if I'm wrong, so everything but Cadillac Baby so far has been original?
Correct.
Okay. Yeah, for once I'm on top
right,
of things.
Right, well, with Cadillac Baby, we've kind of done our own thing mm-hmm. there. It was a Roy Brown tune done through my buddy Lance Lopez from Texas, and we decided to do like our own version of his spinoff, basically. And
so kind of a sequel to a sequel, or
correct. Because okay. I liked the song so much, and you know, the boys loved it, and then we said, well, why don't we just do our own thing with it? And I just had this riff sitting around for a long time, and we said, well, why don't we do something with that and put it together?
Okay.
Yep.
So am I getting this right, though? If you heard the original, you might be able to tell that they're kind of the same song, but maybe not?
Just by the lyrics is the only way you'd know.
Okay.
Yeah.
So musically.
The music is completely different, completely original to us. And
oh.
It's just like our thank you to him for making such a good song, giving us something to write about, you know?
Okay. Hey, nothing.